This is the news in brief from the United Nations. An attack by an armed gang on vulnerable refugees and host communities in western Niger has left 1,100 people on the run, the UN refugee agency UNHCR said on Tuesday, the latest violence in the troubled Liptako-Gourma region. An unidentified armed group is believed responsible for killing three people and wounding others on Sunday. Here's UNHCR spokesperson Andrew Mihajcic.
Over 50 men on motorbikes had swarmed into Intikane. This is in Tahoua region in western Niger, some 72 kilometers from the Malian border. They targeted and killed two Malian refugee leaders and a local host community leader. The site is the host to some 20,000 refugees and an additional 15,000 displaced Nigerian nationals.
Before leaving the scene, the attackers torched food supplies, downed mobile phone towers and the main water station and pipes, it is believed to prevent anyone from returning. According to UNHCR, around 1,100 people have arrived outside the town of Telemsis, some 27 kilometres away from the site of the attack. They urgently need water, food and other assistance. Across the region, in Mauritania, Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger and Chad, more than 3 million people have been displaced amid a spike in extremist violence. Europe is seeing a steady decline in COVID-19 infections, although this trend has not happened in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe, the UN Health Agency said on Tuesday. According to latest WHO data, Russia has identified more than 400,000 cases of infection, with nearly 5,000 deaths. The development comes as Chinese authorities have finished testing nearly 10 million people for infection in Wuhan, where the coronavirus emerged, finding only 300 asymptomatic cases. Dr. Margaret Harris, spokesperson for the World Health Organization, said that it was too early to draw conclusions about how virulent the disease still is.
A big study like that gives you a little piece of the puzzle, gives you a little bit of information, but it may be related to a setting. There's much more work that needs to be done around the world.
Earlier this year, a WHO-led international mission to China and Wuhan suggested that while asymptomatic transmission might play a part in spreading the disease, it did not appear to be the main driver of the outbreak. To date, China has reported 83,022 infections and 4,645 deaths, according to WHO. Globally, the UN agency has reported more than 6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, including nearly 374,000 deaths. Finally, to the UN's human rights chief, who's called for urgent action to address the appalling impact of COVID-19 on racial and ethnic minorities, including people of African descent. In a statement on Tuesday, Michelle Bachelet said that the disease is exposing alarming inequalities in some countries. These disparities were similar to those fueling protests in many cities across the United States, Ms. Bachelet noted. She added that the disease's impact on racial and ethnic minorities was much discussed, but what is less clear is how much is being done to address it. By way of example, Ms. Bachelet explained that in Brazil's Sao Paulo state, people of colour were 62% more likely to die from COVID-19 than their white counterparts. Higher mortality rates have also been reported in France's Seine-Saint-Denis department outside Paris, which is home to many minorities. Urging countries to act, the High Commissioner for Human Rights recommended that countries should prioritise health monitoring and testing, increase access to healthcare, and provide targeted information for at-risk communities. Daniel Johnson, UN News.